Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for October the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Solutions Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Last Thursday, Donald Trump's administration and Congress unveiled their framework for, quote, tax reform. They say, bear in mind, it's just a framework. Understand that it'll be crafted into legislation. And there's good and bad about it. We'll break that down in a second. But Ron Paul, released a couple of statements that really set the stage for the discussion, in my humble opinion. Ron Paul said, cut, don't reform taxes. The tax cuts need to be matched with spending cuts. The current plan, even supporters of the plan admit that it'll increase the deficit by $2.2 trillion. And the inflation tax is one of the worst taxes because it's hidden and regressive. All right, but here's some good about the plan. It'll end the death tax. It'll increase the child tax credit and make it available to more taxpayers. It'll double the standard deduction. So the first $12,000 for an individual and $24,000 for a couple, a married couple filing jointly, will virtually be tax-free. It's good because it ends the alternative minimum tax, which was created to ensure wealthy taxpayers pay their taxes, but it's turned into a trap for middle and lower class Americans. Preserves the charitable deduction. Preserves the mortgage interest deduction. Lowers taxes on small income for business to 25%. Allows companies to immediately write off investment expenses. Cuts the corporate rate to 20%. Creates a new tax credit for dependents, such as grandparents and disabled adults, etc. Maintains research tax deductions for businesses. Moves to a territorial tax system that does not punish American companies for selling goods overseas and makes it possible for American companies to invest their profits made overseas in America. That's the good. The bad. Raises the lowest rate from 10% to 12%. Imposes a global tax on multinational corporations. The ugly. In other words, worse than bad, leaves open the possibility that an additional higher rate will be added to ensure that the wealthy, quote, pay their fair share. I thought Republicans opposed class warfare, thus the rich tax policy. What's up with that? Makes no effort to offset the tax cuts with spending cuts, meaning in the final package will either contain tax increases or add to the national debt, thus increasing the inflation tax as the Federal Reserve moves to monetize the debt. There you have it. Kurt, you want to respond to all that?
That's a boatload to respond to, Sam. As you said, you pointed out very succinctly that there are good, bad, and you could say ugly parts of the bill, and yet wouldn't it be nice if we could just break it down into, hey, here's one subject, let's get this one done, here's this one, it would just be so refreshing to get to do that, and yet we all have this, I'm sure we're going to have this massive kind of thing that you're going to have so much trouble trying to figure out. I mean, remember, these are the same people that have brought you the income tax system with, I think now you have more pages than the Bible in the tax code.
You got that right. There's a truism. As long as Congress refuses to make serious cut in spending, the American people will be subject to the tyranny of the IRS and the belligerent tax system. No matter which way they manipulate things, it'll either be a hidden tax or one group against another. It'll never end. Now, Ron ends his column with this warning. The suffering will only get worse when concerns about the government debt cause the dollar to lose its status as the world's reserve currency. This will lead to a dollar crisis and a major economic meltdown. The only way to avoid this fate is for the people to demand a return to limited government in all areas, including less spending, sound or honest money, and a rejection of the income tax system altogether. Please, folks, encourage your servants in Congress to end the income tax entirely. Boy, is that spot on, Kurt. And I want to just kind of double down on this inflation tax.
I mean, you know how Trump talks about the whole popular thing to do. You know, you'd sure think he'd view this as being what? Is there something more popular than ending the IRS? Besides the pro-life message, I guess you'd say, you know, those are just winning issues.
But it's hard for it to be totally winning when people aren't educated enough to understand. Most people believe if you took away the income tax right now, the country would melt down because they don't understand the proper role of what pays for what and everything else. And so is an educational component to your point. But I'm telling you, if the people had the truth, it'd be a no-brainer. It'd end yesterday because the people would flat out demand it. Now, I really want to double down on this return to honest money and the rejection of the hidden inflation tax. Those are two of the greatest components in my mind, because otherwise you're just tinkering around the edges, meaning you're just playing with, you know, one group getting a benefit at the expense of another group, or everybody putting off or delaying the real accountability. And that'll never change unless you return to honest money and unless you get rid of the hidden tax known as inflation. Because it'll just basically secretly, the hidden inflation tax will secretly, behind the scenes, out of the limelight, rob us of our wealth, regardless of what tinkering we do, Kurt. So if we're not going to put on the table these reality checks of discussion points, it doesn't really matter much what they do. So I guess I'm for the plan as opposed to not being for the plan. But I don't believe it's the answer. Does that make sense? Well, Joel Skousen just writes a press release on this as well. Meaningful tax reform won't happen, Joel writes. And I think it's sad, but I think he's right. I think that meaningful tax reform will not happen, Kurt, as long as you start from the tax cut premise that the government is entitled to the same amount of money that it's spending now, quote, way over its means, if you will, and Congress doesn't have the will to cut welfare, disaster aid, foreign aid, and spending on foreign wars, lawmakers will just simply be required to just shift the tax burden elsewhere. I know Donald's trying to reprice things, and it'll help prevent companies from leaving America. But the few points that will actually pass won't make much of a difference. When the real reason companies leave America in the first place is because the onerous controls and overregulation. Anyway, the bottom line is that it'll never fly the way it stands, Kurt, because you're not changing anything fundamental. In other words, if you increase the double deduction, in other words, if you double the individual standard deduction, people are hailing that as great, but it just means more and more Americans won't be paying taxes, Kurt. The only way to handle that is with greater deficits or a cut in spending somewhere. There is no other way. In other words, this exacerbates an existing problem right now where the top 2% of the earners currently right now pay 95% of the taxes anyway, Kurt. Everyone should pay some tax because everybody benefits from the same system. The system of legal and military defense. And this idea that becoming totally exempt creates a form of entitlement that's got to be stopped. Carving the brackets from 7 to 3. 10, 25, and 35% sounds nice, but it's a trap. Because when you get bumped up from the 10% to the 25% bracket, you'll be paying more taxes than you would have in the more gradual 7 brackets. Sounds good, but it's not. See, all we're doing is playing games with who pays what when. And we're creating a different set of winners and losers, trying to call it a big gain. Until you cut spending, return to honest money, and reject hidden inflation, the hidden tax, the most destructive of all, that's regressive to say the least, you will never make progress.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Joel Skousen, in his latest World Affairs Brief, worldaffairsbrief.com, says, meaningful tax reform will not happen. Frankly, I have my doubts that the Republicans will be able to get any meaningful tax reform passed at all. They can't get past that wall of Democrats and liberal Republicans who are the majority in Congress. Sadly, I think he's correct. But until you start shutting down the IRS, getting rid of income tax entirely, until you start to get rid of the dishonest money and move back to constitutional currency, and until you reject the hidden tax, the regressive tax of inflation that no one really even understands, it doesn't matter what you move around. The table's been set for destruction of your wealth, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, so I don't mean to be negative on it. I guess Donald's plan's better than nothing. It's got its caveats, its goods and bads. We're trading one set of bad for another set of bad. It might be a little bit less bad, debatably speaking, depending on who you are. But I don't see any real change. As Ron Paul wisely said, cut, don't reform. Taxes. The tax cuts need to be met with spending cuts to be valuable or to have any legs, if you will. Any final comments on that before another topic, Kurt?
No, not that I can think of, Sam.
All right. YouTube is now targeting conservatives openly. So you got the IRS and YouTube targeting conservatives. They basically are now making it impossible for people to find the search results and the videos. They're either, one, taking them out of the search engines altogether, and or making it very hard to find. The all-out assault on conservatives is happening. The IRS led the charge, never got in trouble for it, no accountability, and now corporations are partnering with the government. While Donald says that he rejects the mainstream press, they're an enemy of the people. While he says this out-of-control IRS has got to stop, and while he says all these things, Kurt, nothing's happening. You've got the corporate world doubling down in hostility towards conservatives in partnership with your government. You want to respond to that?
Good times, huh, Sam?
Wow, I never thought of it that way, but all right.
No, I mean, you know, you just kind of look at this and go, wow, man, what's next? But, you know, like you mentioned, I mean, this is a kind of combination piece because it goes with the previous one. You know, what's the main problem, ladies and gentlemen? When you look at the Constitution, you'll find that, you know, it was, we were not supposed to have direct involvement from the federal government, you know, including things like the income tax with a federal government checking into state owned citizens. It was supposed to be the federal government connecting with the states and saying, look, you know, would you please ante up this amount? That's your share of what the federal budget is, you know, that kind of thing, not directly to the citizenry. And, man, it's just been havoc ever since, right?
There's no doubt about it, and that's why I say that, you know, I don't mean to be negative on this, but look, their tax plan they released, they're all talking about the pros and cons of, you know, three brackets or, you know, four brackets or whatever it is versus seven, and, you know, they act like it's all awesome. But as Joel Skousen wisely points out, if you only have three brackets and I move from the 10 bracket to the 25 bracket, I'm actually being taxed more because there used to be a middle bracket that I could move to that's gone. That sounds neat, but it's not helpful. And see, that's the problem with 99% of these discussions is that all it does is literally pull a lever in someone's favor at the expense of someone else or something else. It doesn't change much because there's no flat out cut in spending here. What? Their big tax plan, what cut spending do they focus on, Kurt? How are you going to reduce taxes without reducing spending? Doesn't make any sense at all.
It was interesting to me to hear the other day, I don't know, I must have been traveling and kind of forced into this, but I heard Rush Limbaugh comment about this whole thing, and he basically said, hey, you know, what's the big deal? They've got plenty of money. I don't see why they have to lower taxes. They can, lower spending. They can just lower taxes because they can just print money. I just thought, wow, that highlights pretty much the.
So it just proves how ignorant the Republican stooge water boy really is, Kurt. I'm not trying to be offended.
You know, he didn't even bring up. He didn't bring up honest money, the constitutional. Kind that the founders put in place, none of that.
He didn't bring up adding to the debt. He didn't bring up the hidden tax of inflation. See, he's economically ignorant, Kurt. No offense, but the guy doesn't have a clue.
Well, he's a mouthpiece that we know, you know, Sam, for those, you know, insiders, the kingmen.
Even the supporters admit that it will increase the deficit by $2.2 trillion, Kurt. Even the friendlies say that. Well, that's just unacceptable. Why don't we cut $2.2 trillion in spending?
See, well, that's what we do, and we even advocate for, you know, basically a much simpler system, one that didn't require an IRS oversight, your own federal tax agent, you know, that
you know what
kind
I should
thing.
Do?
There's just so many real solutions.
I should do a YouTube video about this, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, except for they won't let the that be on there, right?
They won't let the cat out of the bag, Kurt?
Well, didn't you say YouTube is, censoring?
Yes, sir.
So.
So the folks aren't for pro-choice up there at Google?
I don't think so. They are only if you're promoting death to babies, you know, that kind of thing.
See, and what's amazing to me is the American people are stuck now. We don't have a distribution method because while the liberals built YouTube and the liberals, you know, backed into government money to build Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and all these places, you and I are left with no place to go because we didn't invest. We didn't involve ourselves. We just sat on the sidelines. And then when they built it, we thought this is awesome. And we jumped on the liberal bandwagon and promoted them to where they're all rich stars now. And now when they want to pull the rug out from under us, we don't have a say in it or a solution for it, Kurt, at all. Except for little teeny organizations like Sam Bushman that didn't go along, Kurt. That's all there is left.
Good point. Yeah, well.
It's going to get worse, too.
The good times are
But coming. I'm with Matt Staver calling for unified prayer. That God will move on the hearts of lawmakers in enacting to protect innocent preborn babies. I'm hoping for that. And I'm also praying that we reduce taxes in a meaningful way and we reduce spending. We just make it a single package. All right. There you have it. All right, we got to go to the shooting, Kurt, as much as I don't even want to discuss it. I guess 200 dead. I'm sorry, 50 dead and 200 injured in a mass shooting, largest ever in history. Right? Stephen Paddock is the guy that's been identified as the shooter. He's a 64-year-old man, a white guy. Police confronted Mr. Paddock on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Hotel and Casino after shots rang out. He was killed by the cops. Sheriff Joe Lombardo said that Paddock is believed to be the lone shooter. Police said that he lived in Mesquite, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas. Police located a woman identified as Paddock's companion and a person of interest in the case, but they say that she's probably not involved in the shooting. Anyway, the bottom line is that Stephen Paddock. Now, here's what I find interesting about this, Kurt. First off, our prayers go out to the 50-plus dead and the 200 injured. What a horrible tragedy, one of the worst in history. But I want to say it's interesting. They say this guy is from Mesquite, Nevada, right, Kurt? But I don't know if you know, right near Mesquite, Nevada is the Bundy Ranch. And the Bundy Ranch trials for the third assault on these innocent folks is about to crank up on the 10th of October. Isn't it strange that all of a sudden some unhinged man that's a white guy that's 64 years old from Mesquite, Nevada, goes ballistic with a gun and murders all these people right before these guys' trial? Coincidence? I don't know. It's very strange is all I can tell you. It's one of those things that, like, are you kidding me? Of any time it can happen, Mesquite, Nevada, literally the town right outside where Bundy Ranch is, Kurt. Because Bundy Ranch is out in the country. The nearest town is Mesquite, right? While this is all going on, right when the Bundy trial happens, this happens. I just can't believe that there's not a relationship of some kind, Kurt. I really can't. Although I don't have any proof for my meanderings. I'm just telling you, it's so strange, it's hard to overlook. Any thoughts? Well, we'll get your thoughts in seconds right after the pause. How's that? All right. Anyway, scary stuff, I'll tell you that. Our prayers are with the victims and their families for sure. Our prayers are with you too, ladies and gentlemen. We the people can make a difference. God, family, and country. Life, liberty, and property are the answers. We're here for you at LibertyRoundtable.com. Tell all your friends and donate today, would you please?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The Chief of Staff of the White House, John Kelly, will now have to approve all use of government-owned, rented, leased, or chartered aircraft. The rules were issued late last week. They clarify the use by government officials of aircraft and other services in the wake of Secretary Tom Price's resignation. Several other officials in the administration are facing scrutiny for their use of government aircraft. The Director of Management and Budget issued a letter saying, quote, "Every penny we spend comes from taxpayers. We owe it to them to spend it wisely." A Wells Fargo bank teller in the nation's capital may have picked up some bad ideas from politicians. He stole $185,000 from a homeless customer who tried to deposit the cash into the bank. The homeless man was keeping the money in a garbage bag. He tried to deposit the money but was turned away because he didn't have, quote, the identification documentation necessary. The bank teller was accused of forging the customer's signature to fraudulently open an account under the man's name with the man's money. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
We taught you skip stones.
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby. So this Stephen Paddock went crazy with a gun last night, but they say he was from Nevada, right in Mesquite, Nevada. White man, 64 years old, right where Clive and Bundy lives. Now, Bundy's ranch is right outside of Mesquite, but all I'm telling you is right before the Bundy trials, Kurt, I'm just having a hard time believing that there's no connection at all. Your thoughts?
Well, by the way, you know, I've got the ties that go way back into the 80s to that area by as well, Sam, you know, into the Bunkerville, Mesquite area. And those two towns basically touch each other, you know, when you end one, you get into the other one. That area is certainly more, I guess you could say, more country than Vegas. But, you know, you look at this whole thing, and I guess I was trying to find something good out of this shooting thing, which was pretty difficult. But I guess at least what you've got is the president tweeted out my warmest condolences and sympathies to the victims and families of the terrible Las Vegas shooting. Then he said, God bless you. You know, so you have, when you see these tragic situations, then somehow the wraps are off. It's okay to mention God. It's okay to bring him up. To call for his blessings, and yet almost any other time it's like he's persona non grata, right, Sam?
Yes, you know, I agree with the tragedy of it. I agree with the horror, but the answer is turning to God, Kurt. Thou shalt not kill. The answer is keeping the Sabbath day holy. The answer, but I really think there's this somehow connection to this. I just don't believe that right when the Bundy trials are going to crank up in Nevada, that some 64-year-old white man is just going to go to Las Vegas and just shoot, and there's no relationship at all.
So they say we had 50 killed
and 200
injured. Well, I've got In this one story I'm looking at, newyork.cbslocal.com, says 400 others were hospitalized. So did the
guy... They may be right. I don't know. I just don't... I see others saying 200. I don't see a lot of places saying 400. So I don't know about the numbers. But the guy was up on a big 32nd story balcony or whatever, you know, place that he could shoot. And he literally just had this, you know, perfect bird's eye sniper shot. And, you know, hey, how are you going to find the shooter? It takes a while to find him. It takes a while to get to the 32nd story to stop him. It takes, you know, all these things are happening. And it was just like a turkey shoot, Kurt. I mean, you know, I don't know how to describe it.
Well, they say he had, what was it, 10 guns?
That's what they say. Now, how he got 10 guns to the 32nd floor and no one knew is beyond me. That's what I mean. There's just weird stuff going on here. Doesn't make any sense. They say they went into his room and he had a bunch of rifles in there, too. And then they're saying they don't know what kind of rifles he used yet. I'm just saying it's just weird stuff. I just don't know. But again, the guys from Mesquite, really, right when the Bundy trials are going to happen?
And what you've got so many times, ladies and gentlemen, on a thing like this, at least in my opinion, is, and you mentioned this earlier, something like this will drive the news, so everybody will talk about it, everybody will focus on it, and when the real crime, if you will, or, you know, another real crime is going on somewhere else and you just don't see it, simply because, hey, the cameras and everybody's focused on one thing, right?
Yes, I think you're exactly right. And the fact that this guy was somewhere where, you know, I mean, how are you going to find that shooter? Where are the bullets coming from? Everybody's just too busy running for cover. And, you know, if he's way up in this, you know, 32nd story or whatever he is, that you know, kind of a hidden spot, but he's got a bird's eye view of everything else. And I can see why it'd be hard to stop this shooter. But I'll tell you this. They say that police eventually killed him. And just so you know, make this point very, very, very clear. They want you to believe guns are the enemy. My response is wicked people are the enemy. But guns stopped this guy as well. So guns in the hands of good people stop these crimes. Guns in the hands of bad people create these crimes. It's not about the device or the hardware. It's about the people and what they choose to do with it. Right? And you got to be very cognizant of that. But do you think there's any connection between this Mesquite thing, or do you think it's just unrelated, Kurt? Just a strange coincidence.
You know, I don't know for sure. Dailymail.co.uk is reporting 406 injured. They're typically pretty good source for reputable reporting. And of course, it's overseas, you know. They've got the 50, at least 50 people killed, they say. You know, they say they breached the door, the room, and found him dead inside alongside an arsenal of weapons. Well, did he kill himself or, you know?
Well, at first it said police shot him, so I don't know those details. That's why I say I hesitate to report too many details and report stuff too early because people get it wrong, and I don't want to be the guy getting it wrong. I'd rather delay a little bit and get it right. I don't know the answers.
They say he was retired, came to Vegas often to gamble. That's what his brother said. It's a rough deal. I don't know what else.
Yeah, they say at least 10 rifles found in his hotel room. How do you get all of that up there without someone noticing?
Yeah.
All right, Trump to speak. Trump will discuss shooting rampage. Gunman may have killed self before officers entered the room, but before they said that they killed the gunman. Now they say there's a woman that's a suspect in the case, too, but yet she probably wasn't part of it, but she was his companion. Again, early reports get so many things wrong, and the problem is, how many of those things are really wrong, or do they just change the story on? How many of those things are a key to maybe the real answers? I don't know. But mayhem at Las Vegas Music Festival. Anyway, what a tragic situation. Jason Aldean, singer, flees stage, hunkering down. Anyway. You got to kind of wonder what they'll say this guy is. Is he a, you know, 64-year-old white male racist, a white extremist, you know? Who is this guy? All right. Any other tidbits on this, Kurt?
I don't know what else to say. They say it had like machine gun. It's just a rough situation, huh? They say it was like 1,700 feet from the, basically from his room to where the concert deal, the festival grounds that were holding, they say, 22,000 people. They show you a picture of it, how it looked. It's a tough deal. They got the windows shot out of, at least I see a couple of rooms, windows in the Mandalay Bay.
OJ's free, deal. Kurt.
Yeah. There you go.
And Kasich is leaving the GOP. He says it's not fixed, it's broken.
Yeah, and he's a part of the solution for sure.
Very strange.
You know, I wanted to ask you about this one story that that I heard on LibertyNewsDaily.com at the bottom of the hour, Sam. They're talking about a Wells Fargo bank teller that they say stole nearly $200,000 from a customer. And this customer was a homeless guy that, at least the story goes, he kept his cash in a garbage bag. I guess the customer, they say, who was not named but was described as a homeless street vendor. I guess he had pretty good business. He had existing accounts at the bank, but he lacked the identification documents he needed to deposit the $185,000 worth of cash. So, imagine you're carrying this in a garbage bag. So the man was turned away. The homeless man had a surprisingly large balance with the bank. It's the booming economy out there, huh, Sam?
Yeah, homeless people just with tons of bucks. Got to give a dollar to them so they can buy a burrito, you know?
Wow.
All right, that story is by LibertyNewsDaily.com. Just thought you ought to know where it's found. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
When a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people out there too. You see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom and then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. News the networks refuse to use. Bank teller rips off homeless man. Anything else on that, Kurt? Homeless have plenty of money, lots of them, I guess.
I just thought it was amazing. And they said that the guy couldn't, you know, when he came carrying the bag of 185 grand in, you know, plastic bag, they wouldn't let him deposit that because, you know, he didn't have the proper ID. But anyway, I just thought, man, that would be an interesting situation. Kind of goes to show you that, hey, you never know who's going to be hauling around money in a big plastic bag, huh, Sam?
Amen.
Looks like, I don't know, I was going to send you this. I didn't get it sent yet, but headline reads, Judge Jeanine, Roy Moore's win means Americans will dump lying, thieving slugs in GOP establishment. Want to respond to that?
What does that even mean? Say that again. I don't understand what it means.
Judge Jeanine, I guess, yeah, this I is what she said about it. I've never seen her or anything, but she's famous, I guess. Says, Roy Moore's win means Americans will dump lying, thieving slugs in GOP establishment.
Now, I appreciate that, and I hope that's true, but I don't agree with her. I don't think it means that at all.
Okay.
Do you think so, Kurt? You think we're just going to wholesale get rid of all the inside people and pretty soon we're just going to have good, honest Roy Moores up there?
Well,
first off, I don't even know who's running that's a good, honest, wise person, number one. Number two,
yeah,
I don't think they have any funding at all.
That's great.
Number three, let me give you an example. Orrin Hatch is about out. Who do you know that's running to replace Orrin Hatch that has a chance on the green earth to win? There's one guy.
Yeah, good point.
Do you know his name?
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. That? Now, yeah. I'm not telling you that's... Mitt's as bad as Orrin. He's better. Right?
Yeah.
When that's the good news, he's better. To be like Kurt, it's phenomenal news. He's better than Orrin. But see, it's not a constitutional conservative that would bring back honest money and stand on God, family, country, life, liberty, property. It's not a man who would literally double down to reject the IRS or do anything of real consequence to change the game. It's a guy that's satisfied with the insider chain, you know, just rearranging the chairs on the deck idea. Look, is there a single person that's serious that could replace Orrin Hatch, for example, that you know of, Kurt, that has the ability to really get it done?
Not that I'm aware of. Here's a little more of what Judge Jeanine said.
So I appreciate Jeanine's point. I wish she was telling the truth, but I'm just telling you she's way excited over nothing. We don't have any support for any of that. None of the conservatives will put their money where their mouth is at all, Kurt.
Yep, she said, Moore is a horseback riding cowboy who knows how to handle a weapon, a constitutional Christian conservative. Moore is the kind of man who simply cannot be bought, and his election signals an upcoming insurrection in the 2018 elections. Well, that's what I hope, but that'll be a big surprise to me.
So what do you think? I mean, I appreciate.
Well, it's like you said, who else is on the, I mean, we've known of Judge Roy Moore forever, and it's just amazing that, Sessions moved on, and then you can have Judge Roy Moore move in there. But who else, I mean, I don't know that Matt Staver's running for office. I don't know that Judge Napolitano's running for office. I don't know that, you know what I mean, go on down the list of the people, the good people you know. I know Sheriff Mack talked about maybe running for office in Arizona. And it's true, if enough people would really jump in, I believe the change could be made. But there's ball games to be watched, Sam. You know what I mean?
I don't see it all that that there's a sea change here, Kurt. No offense, I don't. Let me give you an example. Let's say I were to run against Orrin Hatch today, Kurt. How much money do you think I could raise?
Let's see. To buy the Senate seat typically is what, $10 million?
On the average, it's $10 million. Yes. Now, yeah, I'm not saying you can't get like it done that for less. Roy Moore won his primary for $1.1 million, but he hasn't even started on the general election piece yet, right? But his opponent, who failed, spent $10 million. So Levin's been spending the primary in that race alone.
Yeah. And if you look at, one of the best Senate candidates we've ever seen, Scott Bradley, opposed Orrin Hatch. I don't know. If he brought in $100,000, I'd have been surprised. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. I concur. So how much do you think I could raise, Kurt?
Well, I mean, if you brought in $100,000 again, I'd be surprised. And I don't mean to say it's, right. I'm just simply saying that, the standard individual, they're shocked and amazed when, a shooting like this goes on and there, and yet they're unaware that we've killed 60 million babies. They're shocked and amazed when, we don't have good representation. When, we've gone so far from our founding principles, it's just hard to even recognize America.
And so all I'm telling you, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't see it. So I appreciate Judge Zanine. I hope she's right, but I'm just telling you right now, I just don't see it. I think you're
right. Here's another one that kind of goes with
it. I don't even think I'd get close to $100,000.
Here's Fortune.com headline.
And what Roy somebody Moore would say makes, to me, Kurt, before you go on, what people would say to me is, well, Sam, you're just not an important enough guy. My response is, that's fine. You name the important guy that you believe could get it done. And they'll come up with a big old blank. Because even the good guys, for example, I think Lowell Nelson would make an incredible senator. But Lowell Nelson would struggle to raise any more money than I could raise, probably. I'm not downing him as a person. I'm just saying, look, if you're really for the truth, you can't raise money. There's exceptions, for sure. And thank heavens Judge Roy Moore is an exception, Kurt.
Yeah, and that's why we celebrate that situation. And these boys at Fortune.com, their headline, Roy Moore makes Ted Cruz look like a Democrat. Says in handy reactionary. Wow. Roy Moore, a primary victory over business first Republican and temporary Senator Luther Strange, white Alabamians, that's interesting how they got it written, have conformed to a long habit of rejecting meddling outsiders and Washington, D.C. insiders. If a fundamentalist is someone who reads only one book, Roy Moore's parsing of the Bible reveals a bigoted, pinched-down, punitive theocrat. Should he ascend to the Senate, Moore will make right-wingers such as Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, and Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, seem more libertines than libertarians. Alabama's defiant attitude, which extends back to secessionist firebrand and slave master William Lowndes Yancey, never even heard of the guy, includes a genealogy of assorted demagogues capped off by arch-segregationist George Wallace. Huh. These guys aren't too pro-choice, are they, Sam? They don't seem very... From Wallace's nose-thumbing of federal judges descends a generation of emulators.
All right. Well, is there anything more here on Judge Roy Moore?
Well, not positive that I can see. I do agree the Judge Jeanine deal was kind of cool, but this other one, it's the standard takeout stuff from
Judge Jeanine's cool, but I don't think it has any reality to it.
Yeah.
I wish it did, Kurt. I really do. But even if we had a war chest, I don't even know the people that you would put up.
The Washington Post says the Republican rot runs deeper than Roy Moore. What does that mean?
Well, it means that Roy Moore is the enemy, and the guys like Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and all those is they're the fantastic, tried and true, experienced people. And Roy Moore is just a crazy, whacked out, God believing upstart that has no place.
Yeah, that's what they believe. Washington Post. They're the owned by Jeff Bezos, I think. Yeah, yeah. He says their editorial board writes this piece. It says certainly,
but again,
Mr.
Jeff
Moore
and Bezos
is unfit.
And Amazon's doing all they can to shut down conservative viewpoints too.
Good point. They say certainly Mr. Moore is unfit to be a senator. Well, I think the people of Alabama see him fit, right?
No, sir. You got to understand that whoever the person leading this board is, they're the deciders, my friend. Forget the voters. They decide what's fit and not. So this is where they pretend they're a news organization, but they quadruple down on their opinions, passing it off deceptively as news.
Right? Well, it's amazing to see, you know that Roy Moore is a pretty good dude when you see the kind of... Well, opposition he's got, right, Sam?
Yeah, Tom Price resigned.
Yeah.
Took too many personal plane trips. The media is celebrating it big time.
Well, along that,
HHS Secretary strikes out, Kurt.
Yeah, along that line, I thought I saw this one piece a little while back where the headline read, the media was really upset or trying to figure out what to do with the education secretary, because she's flying around in her own private plane and not charging the government any money. So they really didn't know what to do with that.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. You just ignore her.
Good.
By the way, the Berkeley Antifa are targeting, intimidating, and stalking college Republicans, writes Ian Miles. It's a big, long story, but the bottom line is they're literally publishing the whereabouts of key Republican people, their phone numbers, all the details, in an effort to target them for violence. Of course, you can't talk about that there's bad actors on all sides. To say that, you're a white supremacist. We better take back the narrative if we want a prayer, ladies and gentlemen. We better put our money where our mouth is. I'm telling you that right now. Or else things are going south in a big time hurry. But the good news is we're on the radio. And the better news is you can help support us. LibertyRoundtable.com. Tell all your friends. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.